And welcome to the show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where you're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. This week we have Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Anna.
I'm here.
You didn't want to rinse and repeat last week?
Nah.
You don't want another Hi Anthony episode?
No.
Hi Anthony.
Hi Anna. Hello, listener. Or listeners, if you're co-listening to this. Which I guess that's what some people do.
There's all these smart speakers.
That too.
You can tell your smart devices or your radios to play podcasts.
So all you really have to say is, Madame A, can you play Geeks Are Wired podcast?
Oh, you're so nice to
it. I know. You got to be nice to your overlords.
Are they the overlord or are they the assistant waiting or reporting to the overlord?
They're the minion.
Okay.
They're directly report to the overlord.
See, on Google and on the Echoes and at least on those two, you can say, play Geeks Are Wired podcast. And it'll play the podcast.
Does it play the latest one or the first episode?
Latest.
Okay. That's good.
Yep.
So no they're ready to serve that up. Just as long as you demand it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just have to demand it from them.
All right.
Or you can listen to us early, but if you subscribe to our Patreon page, you can please support us by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired, and you can get the podcast early. You can chat with us on our Patreon or on our Discord channel, and it'll help support our equipment and our services and all that. And if enough patrons join, we might start doing a live showing.
Ooh.
I know.
I mean, I got to dress nice for that.
Nah.
Or be presentable, at least.
Nah.
All right.
So, support us.
Yes.
We make $100 a month. We'll do that. It really doesn't take, you know, just a little bit here, a little bit there. But it all helps anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to call us and chat to us, or at least Bill, you can call 801. Does that say 896?
4335.
Yeah, 4335. Geek. Sorry, I can't see.
It's all right. We need to make it larger. Enhance.
Yeah, enhance. No, zoom in and then enhance. That's the order.
Oh, is that it?
And then you got to enhance again.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, like that. Just like that.
Or you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You can ask us questions. We'll play your questions or answer them or all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer. Answers are good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Go.
Oh. I was just going to ask if you had the results from the poll.
No.
You don't.
I do not. Though the poll is up. Actually, there is that.
Okay.
So we do have the... Oh, there's our Patreon.
I was trying to get you to pause it so we didn't have that weird awkward pause, but there we are.
Awkward pause.
And got about 10 seconds worth of silence as Bill was trying to figure out what I was trying to whisper. Ooh, look.
Look, hi, Anthony.
Oh, well, I didn't know you made that the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, that's cute.
That's Pusheen.
Yeah, for those with, you know, if you looked at the image...
This is for the 312 pot number podcast.
For the Hi Anthony episode.
Yeah.
Last week's. And currently...
Oh.
Nobody is winning.
Oh.
Because nobody is voting. Because you can go to our patreon.com/geeksarewired page. Go look at our posts. And these are free. Anybody can vote on it. You just have to listen to the Great Jedi Debate and decide who won the debate. Ted or me.
Bill versus Ted.
Yep. It is.
So it's the Empire versus... What is it again?
The Galactic Empire is good or the Galactic Empire is bad.
Yeah. So kind of Jedi versus the Empire, basically, right?
That's what kind of boiled down to.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what episode that was 310. Yeah. For the Great Jedi Debate.
Exactly.
All right.
Available. And you can vote. We'll leave the voting open for another month. And if nobody votes, we'll just shut it down.
And shut down the whole thing. No more podcast.
No, we'll just shut down the poll.
No, fine.
I've been doing this for too long. Unless I become like super broxies.
Fair enough.
Well, at least plus we have to make it to Snake River Fandom Con.
Yeah.
Because we are doing that. We're interviewing people and we are going to help do a bunch of fun stuff. And we get to do another one of those how to podcast episodes. Going to be with all sorts of podcasters. There's the Nerd who will all be there again. They're another fellow podcast group. They're the, let's see. Trying to remember who else was actually going to show up because I think it's kind of up in the air at the moment. Usually it's us and them.
And then the Fandom Con, that's September 27th through the 30th, correct?
I believe so. Let's go with that. Yes. September 28th through the 30th.
Oh, 28th through the 30th.
Yes.
So it is 3 days long?
Yes.
Is there still a meet and greet on the 27th?
Yes. There is, so if you have VIP, you get to do the meet and greet dinner the night before.
Last year was amazing because Ted and I actually went to the meet and greet the first night on Thursday night, and we lucked out because we sat at a table with all the guests, and they came on our podcast last year.
Well, that's actually the idea, is that you get to go sit with the guests, and you get to see... Like, Worky ended up getting on stage and did a bunch of singing. And but all the this is where all the guests and all the VIPs get to meet together and do have fun and get to relax and chat with each other. And then, let's see, last year they did a pumpkin ride afterwards. Or no, grit pumpkin?
A what?
It was a haunted hay ride.
That's it.
Oh, that haunted. Makes a lot more sense.
You just, no, you hop on the pumpkin and you hop it down the road and you hope it doesn't break.
Well, I thought it was like one of those like a mattress rides where you get a mattress, like a bed, and then you just, it's a race down the hill or something like that.
That would be fun.
Yes, those are things.
We should try to get them to do that. No, it's probably not going to happen.
No, that's too much of a liability.
So they had the haunted hay ride, but we ended up being invited along with the group at our table of guests that we had. And it was a lot of fun because we actually did miss the hayride. However, we ended up hopping on.
Left so late.
Hopping on the magic school bus that they had. And they took us to check out the history walk, the haunted history. Yeah, that was very interesting. It was kind of fun hanging out with the guests. And then we checked out their panels last year, too, after that.
Ooh, I saw Overwatch. Interesting. Is this
the merchandise?
Just all the stuff from last year? Or?
Yeah, I think it might be. That's what I was looking at. The tickets and stuff. Yeah, if you want to look at their website, it's srfandomcon.com. But that'll be in the show notes. It's actually been in the show notes for a little while. But yay!
So you should go there to support if the local Fandom Con.
Yep, this is going to be the second year running for the Fandom Con. So it'll definitely be fun. It's only being held at one location right now.
Unlike last year.
Yeah, unlike last year, they had it at three different locations, but this one will actually be at the MEC Center, the Mountain View Event Center. Mm-hmm. And we will be there.
Yes.
And we will actually have several different guests that we'll be interviewing. So come and visit and check us out.
It will be fun. Let's see. Yeah, I was like, oh, these are the passes. Okay. So these aren't just last year's. No, these are actually... These are the passes. So $80 for the VIP passes. And these have actually gone up because... And they are... Some of them are still on sale, like the three-day pass.
What does the VIP pass give you?
Like I said, Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You get to get in and out a lot faster. Let's see. What was the other fun stuff?
Because you're a VIP.
Exactly. Oh, there it was. I keep clicking. Shiny, beautiful swag bag. Oh, you also get the VIP shirt.
I thought that said toilet. Nope, it says toe jot?
What are you looking at?
The perks include shiny, beautiful badge made by the incomparable artist toe jot? It's underlined as if it's a link, but it's not a link. I'm probably saying that name wrong. But anyways, I thought that said toilet at first.
You also get a t-shirt and a coffee mug and a water bottle in your swag bag. Coupons and vouchers. They actually were pretty good last year.
You also get a free photo op.
There you go.
With Warky and Nick the Zombie.
Yep, Warky is pretty awesome. Nick Zombie's also, he's pretty cool. They're going to be there.
Uh-huh. This will be my first year going.
Yep. Join the podcast so you can go. And we're going to put you to work.
You're not supposed to tell people.
Don't worry. We're putting you to work.
I don't know. I'm going to be sick that weekend.
I guess you're not going then.
No. It'll be fun.
Yeah. There's photo ops. There's all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, that was the workshop that I was looking at. The Overwatch thing. That was Overwatch.
Oh,
the Symmetra cosplay.
Yeah. What are you looking at? I see.
Mm-hmm.
They have... I know they don't have it on their website, but I know they had challenge coins, all that. A lot of fun.
What's a challenge coin?
It's a very... It's mostly off the military. It's basically the big old coins that you can get. You're like, hey, I've been to these events. And the military has a different mentality behind it. You just have like the highest...
Okay.
The person with the highest ranking one gets drink spot for them.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's so much fun. So there's workshops. Make your own wand making workshop.
That should be fun.
Audition workshop. There's only a few spots left. It's actually that one's free. Same with the iron cosplay.
Ooh.
The wand making one costs $5.
What's the one below that one?
Just
the colorful
clicked.
One. Oh, why would you do that?
Because I was curious about making my own wand. It sounds fun.
Oh, they're going to unlock your inner Ollivander.
Yes. Talking about the Mermaid Crown Workshop.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the pretty colors and wanted to see what the rest of the image looked like.
Yeah, it's pretty colors.
Yeah.
Pretty colors.
All right, so we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
What else do we have going on?
Do you want to... Oh, were you going to say something, Anna?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You sure?
You sure?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. You're positive?
Yes.
All right. So how about that movie pass?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Especially if you invested in it and you threw away $30.
I forgot you invested in it.
I threw $30 at it. Now it's worth about 30 cents.
So you got a net return of?
Negative 1,000.
Nice. It's great, isn't it?
I know.
That and on like Thursday, they actually ran out of money and had to close shop until they got an emergency loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Let's see. The other fun stuff they're doing, right, if you're on monthly, your price is going to go up to $15 a month. Let's see. You can't watch any of the big blockbusters now.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the first few weeks.
I don't think that's going to change.
Well, no, I mean, I think they're going to like release those blockbusters at a later time.
Yeah, but by that time, it's like, especially if you have a small theater, the movie's probably already gone unless it was a big hit.
Yeah, depending on. Which means it's probably still blocked out.
Yeah, by the time it leaves.
Yep.
So, And they're still doing the surge pricing.
Yep.
And they're charging. Which they've never really explained how that works.
Yeah. It's called surge income for them. That's why yeah, it's basically. Surge pricing.
And they're blocking out movies so that you can't go to them because of everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no fun.
Yeah. So right now, like, you
And this is only a lot of these affect you if you signed up for the monthly. If you got the Costco annual price, the only thing that affects you is them running out of money and it not working.
Yeah, basically.
Because you still aren't being hit with the surge. Your prices aren't going to go up because you're locked under the price. You've already paid. What's the other? You don't have to pay surge. Movies won't be blocked.
Mm-hmm. But, because you signed a contract basically with them, yeah. Or they signed one with you technically, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But there's also the other idea of they may not be around for the entire year still.
Yeah.
Your entire first year.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So MoviePass was a great origin.
Mm-hmm. It was fun while it lasted.
But
it might still kick around with the changes, but I think their subscriber count's going to go down a lot.
I'm actually canceling. I'm actually looking at some of the others. As many problems we gave AMC. They're kind of on my list of one of them to go to.
Is that only because you have an AMC here or because it's actually, for the price, it's actually pretty good?
Okay, the biggest reason, because I only have an AMC here.
Yeah.
If I literally had one other big theater, I would ponder it a little differently.
Yeah.
Because there's other ones that have, like, the Alamo Draft House has created their own, and Cinemark has their own also. Cinemark's is...
It's a pretty big movie chain.
Yeah, they're pretty... For $8.99 a month, you get to watch one 2D ticket per month.
And there's ticket rollover.
Yeah, and the tickets roll over. I believe they roll over for 6 months. You get 20% off concessions.
And you can share benefits with a friend.
You can buy an additional ticket for $8.99. Yeah.
No, but I mean on the concessions too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So even if you don't get a ticket for them...
Mm-hmm.
You still get 20% off with your friends' concessions, so that's cool.
So it's not terrible.
No, it's not.
I wish we had a Cinemark, actually. But
I think the nearest one's Ogden?
Yeah, something like that.
It's pretty far away for a movie.
You get one. So if you used up all your tickets in the month, you have no more and you've already bought your one extra, everything else is regular price.
Including the concessions?
No, concessions stay at 20% off.
Oh, so...
Just the tickets.
You could, theoretically, like, if you're one of those people that just likes to go and buy popcorn and that's it, so you could go there every day and get popcorn?
Yeah.
For 20% off?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yep.
I think people would just get it for that.
It's not terrible. Then there's... But also with the movie tickets rolling up, you can get more tickets that way. Then there's cinema. Did I not grab them? I didn't. Cinema is another one. It has family prices and everything like that. So you can buy... They currently are in a... Oh, yeah, that's not the right website.
What, you can't read that?
Oh, no. There's that. I did it again.
I just Google it at this point.
That's what I'm trying to. I didn't think I put .com.
It probably just auto-completed for you.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Cinemia. Maybe it's that. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. Cinemia. They're currently having a discount. Standard 2D for $3.99 a month per ticket. If you want to go you get the 3D or the IMAX, it is... Prices go up?
No. That's for monthly.
I'm looking on the wrong side.
Yeah.
But on the web on the mobile, they're in the opposite order.
Oh really?
Yeah, they actually go from 1 to 3, not 3 to 1.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm like, wait. So if you pay it's $3.99 a month for one. If you end up getting 2 tickets a month, if you want 3D, you have to subscribe to the 2 tickets a month, which is $10. So it's $5 a ticket, but that gets you 3D and IMAX. But these are also like MoviePass is good anywhere. So there is that. Make sure to put it in the show notes so y'all can look at it.
They also have, you said they had family prices?
They do. So you can pay, it basically doubles the prices, everything.
Oh.
And you can select how many family members you have. Now, these are, like I said, billed annually. If you want to go monthly, you have to pay $20 sign-up cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay the that. But I'm pretty sure that if you go monthly, that means it will... The price can change on you. Your summer discount going on right now would be temporary. The bad news is you have these tickets. If you don't use them, you lose them. If you have a family plan and you decide to get, you know, you decide to go by yourself, you lose the tickets because the ticket, the that number of tickets, you have like it's you and your spouse or whatever, you have to buy two tickets at that time for that day. Otherwise, for the same movie and everything. Otherwise, they throw out the ticket. And you only can watch one movie a day. Well, depending on how big of a thing you got. But you only can buy... You only can sign up for up to 3 movies per month.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cinemia, that's an annual pass.
Can be.
Yeah.
Or unless you... Like I said, you front $20 first. So, you could... You can go monthly... And it costs them $20.
Wait, scroll up.
So $20 plus the regular monthly cost, right? Or is the $20 in the first month? Or do we know?
It's $20.
You have to put the name of the city. It won't take zip code. You have to put the name of the city.
Okay.
Which is weird.
I already looked it up. But yes, it is.
So it doesn't change the price?
No, it doesn't change the price.
That's weird. Why would they even... I don't know why they give you that option.
Probably so you can come down here and go, oh, look, there's my theater.
To see if it's offered there.
Yeah. So like, this is also offered at the AMC locally. It is not offered at the Real, like, MoviePasses, which I also think the Real is one of the reasons why MoviePass is having issues. Because the Real, you can go to the Real for $2.
Yeah.
The Real charges MoviePass $5.
Yeah. Which I... don't think it's technically allowed.
Yeah.
So.
It's technically, if MoviePass wanted to start chasing after people, they could probably start chasing after these smaller chains that have, you know, bleed a turnip type of idea.
Yeah.
For all, what, a couple $1,000 they have
mm-hmm.
for what they have, you know, immorally pulled out. Yeah. So, you can get family, you can get single. Oh, and, Cinemia, you get a $25 restaurants.com gift certificate every month. So, there's that.
Wait, what's the $20 thing for?
$25.
For what?
Restaurants.com gift certificate.
That's
every
nice.
Month?
Every month. But you have to be the one to say, give me my monthly gift certificate.
Oh, I see.
So they kind of make you work for it.
That's fair, I guess.
That's still good. A dinner and a movie.
Well,
a couple
kind of
movies.
Yeah. And $25, I mean, you're instantly like some profit. And there's some, I mean, even here in little Podunk, Idaho, we have some okay places that it covers. Obviously, if you're planning on like, oh, we're going to go to... A little bit further out or something like that.
Bees and knees.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But, for people who use it, plus you can also put these into other, like, boxes or stuff like that. Like, websites. So the restaurants.com isn't actually too bad. You could, and also these are still discounts. When you do the boxes, like, oh, you get $10 off or a $25 gift certificate for $10 towards it. So your little $25 gift certificate to restaurant.com does go fairly far.
That's cool.
I actually have, Woot gave me, like, it was instead of spending a dollar, I spent a penny.
mm-hmm.
some massive discount. I am sitting on some decent amount of gift certificates.
That you just haven't used yet?
Yeah, I just haven't used. I'll admit, restaurants.com needs to like update their website, and their app is terrible. But...
I've seen worse.
Oh, no, no. It is absolutely... like, it's worth it to print them off sometimes.
What, people still have printers?
Yeah. Actually, I bought one so I could do it. Yeah, see, look at this. Oh, look, I still have Kiwi Loco. That's the other thing. As long as they still approve them, you can still use them. Like, even if they don't have them anymore. Look, I have Pita Pit, too.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I know.
yeah, good luck with using that one.
No, though, that's the nice thing about restaurants.com. I can take these and I can break them back down and put them back into something else. So it's not a terrible idea. What's the other fun stuff we got? Let's see. It said Alamo Draft House is doing one in their special thing in New York. And I believe that's all I know of at the moment. So MoviePass was great for its time. It's the first.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully not the last.
Well, they're probably not. They're definitely not the last.
There's I know, but I mean, hopefully them dying doesn't make the other just like quietly push them under the rug.
Eh.
Because that would be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, this also got announced like really, really recently. Disney bought Fox.
I thought that was confirmed.
There were still little votes that had to happen, but it's a confirmed. It is super confirmed.
Super confirmed?
They approved it. They did not block it.
The X-Men and what was the top of that? Go back up.
X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Oh, they're coming home.
To Marvel. Yep. Yes, the Department of Justice approved it. So that's why. They needed to wait. This was not considered a monopoly, though they have to sell off all the sports packages, all the Fox sports, because Disney owns ESPN.
Oh, they actually bought that? The sports part?
They did. Well, it was part of the deal, but they have to turn around and sell it.
Oh, I thought that they were just going to... like, what was Fox was going to kind of hold on to the sports part. I thought that's how you described it earlier. But
oh, yeah. Well, there was some of that, but they decided...
they just decided to buy it and then just sell it?
Apparently, it wasn't broken apart.
Hmm.
The only thing that's broken apart officially is, like, Fox Broadcast, because Disney cannot own Fox Broadcast because they own ABC. Another one of those things, one company can't own more than one local or broadcast channel.
Yeah, and I thought... the sports, Fox Sports, that was a problem with that too.
That is a problem. They still sold it, but that's what the Department of Justice said. You have to sell that. Like, we're giving you X amount of time to sell it.
Hmm. Oh.
Because I also think it's funny because, you know, more than one company owning your sports packages. Like, I see a little less problem with sports packages over local broadcast television. But that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on some technology.
Nokia?
Let's put that right there. Right there. Put it right there. Yeah. Oops. It's not the button I wanted to push. Did you want to read it? You started reading it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this, but the article says T-Mobile US named Nokia to supply it with $3.5 billion in next generation 5G. That's 5Gs, not 4G. 5G network gear. The firm said on Monday, it makes it really hard to read when you're moving it. Marking the world's largest 5G deal so far and concrete evidence of a new wireless upgrade cycle taking root.
Yes. Basically, T-Mobile bought a lot of 5G technology, or a lot of 5G hardware, so they can, and this is the largest that has been purchased, at least in one go. But that makes them kind of a big competitor against Verizon, and with them apparently, or where they agreed to merge with Sprint to become, you know, they're the third largest mobile carrier. And
oh, they merged with Sprint?
They're still trying. That still hasn't officially finally gone through.
That'd be interesting. That might make both, well, I mean, Google Fi is both Sprint and
but T-Mobile. T-Mobile will have a large 5G coverage, and they have the 600 gigahertz bandwidth, where Verizon has the 700, but the 600 will be able to travel further and go through buildings better. So T-Mobile, and that's, that bandwidth is off of the old television bandwidth, so they could actually cover more and travel further than anybody else. And at higher speeds. Even, like, last week we were talking about them having the fastest speeds in the U.S. This actually makes them even faster.
Well, yeah, 5G would be a lot faster. Because I think that, well, those speeds were still in the 4G area, I think.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah, those were only 4G. Yeah, 5G's, there's not, I don't think there's any phones right now that tell you 5G out, that are out.
No, nah, I don't know why there would be, because it's still not really
early and new.
Yeah. Can't really adopt it right now, and no providers are providing it. But
yeah, so this will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's one of those things. Oh, here, the ultra high speed capacity of 28 gigahertz airwave with under the 600 megahertz.
Maybe I don't fully understand as far as like phone speeds, but 5G, like, is that for like downloading a lot of internet and data? So like, what is the difference between 3, 4, and 5 other than just...
It's just speed, really. I think it's mostly like specifications on what you can call something based on the theoretical download speed, I think.
Is it different with Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Like 5G Wi-Fi is just a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi.
Because if you have your home network Wi-Fi, like, is that a lot different than the other speeds that we have?
Usually, like, it's faster. But...
Versus getting it directly off the phone, like as far as download speeds and everything.
Your Wi-Fi can get up fairly high because it's also a shorter distance that you're traveling. It's kind of like the idea of a wire. How much can you get, or how far can you send this power down the wire before it loses its, you know, ability to continue to travel? So you're not going to be able to push as great on it as it goes out. I don't think that's the picture I wanted.
Well, that one still says 1 gigabyte, like greater than 1 gigabyte. So that's a lot.
Yeah, well, the speed's up to 100 gigabits per second on 5G. Will be as much as 1,000 times faster than 4G.
That's a lot.
Did that just say it was currently available in the UK?
Is that what you said?
Wait, there was something.
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
Home broadband network currently available in the UK.
Oh, so I think this is a UK, this is a UK article, but the 5G, it's just saying that the 5G technology would outstrip the fastest home network, like home broadband network you can get in the UK right now. So, it's not saying it's in the UK, it's just saying it would be faster than it.
Than anything currently in the UK.
Yeah.
And it's also how fast you could download everything. And
So
yes, the... And also with the Internet of Things and all these other things, because it's a lot of companies like are putting cell cards into their devices.
Yeah.
So customers don't have to set up onto their Wi-Fi or all that stuff. And all the information still can, repairs can be made, or all your information, you can access it without having to worry about it.
Yeah, but then they can also charge you a subscription fee for it now.
Depends on the stuff. Yeah, there is. If you look into a lot of the Internet of Things, how much do you want? If you want to pay the monthly, is it worth it? We have a friend who signed up for the one of them for their monthlies.
What one?
Actually, it's one of the hosts, Joe. He has a smart house now.
Yeah.
His home is smarter.
It is, but like, is it for the cameras or?
He signed up for through Vivint.
Oh, he has that. Huh.
He does has that.
That's what you guys are talking about.
That. Yeah, that's why. So we were talking about his setup because I decided to go with smart things.
Yeah, you decided just to roll your own.
Yep. And especially when Vivint came around, it's like, hey, you want to, that's why when they asked Joe, like, hey, do you know anyone that wants it? He's like, either they don't want it or they already got better. They already did it themselves. And
yeah.
You know, I didn't have, and I still have Samsung on my back end of stuff, having to deal with all their things where I could have had a Raspberry Pi and done, Home Assistant or a few of the others.
The only really bad thing about smart things is if your internet goes down, which with Cable One has been a lot least recently.
No, there isn't. They have a cellular card backup.
Who?
Smart thing device.
Do they know?
As long as you have a version 2 or above. So mine does.
How do you do that?
You open it up and put a card into it.
They have a SIM card slot?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Only a version 2 and above.
Huh.
See, what's the other stuff?
I'll have to look at mine.
If you can still set up commands, as long as you're not setting it up over like when sunset and sunrise is, your house can still do its things, like lock itself up.
It can, unless the integration with the thing is over the internet, which some of my stuff is, because that's the only way that they exposed it.
Well, yeah. Well, like for your assistants, you would need that.
Well, not the assistants. Like, in order for my smart things to turn on one of my light bulbs, because the hub is very locked down, it needs the internet.
No, it doesn't.
Mine does.
Man, yours sucks.
I know. But if I do it, like, HomeKit doesn't require it.
Yeah. Yeah, my smart things doesn't. Like, even at night, like, if I have no internet, it sends out the Z-Wave or Zigbee waves and turns everything off.
Oh, because it does it based off a timer.
Yep. I am not going to bed when the sun sets. Especially when the sun sets at 9 o'clock right now or 10 o'clock. And during winter, it sets at like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm still at work.
Yeah. You go to work when it's dark and you come home when it's dark. Isn't winter great?
Yay. Yes. I'm looking forward to my snow dances. All of my snow dances.
Stop dancing.
I haven't started yet.
Good.
You have not. I have not yet begun to start.
I don't need no snow in July. We only have one day. Don't ruin it yet.
Well. So does that help out explaining?
Yeah.
A little bit at least.
Yeah.
The super basic version. Let's go with that. It's faster. It does better.
That's good.
Oh, I remember what I was going to bring up about that.
That could actually help compete against cable companies.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, okay. I wonder how much the cap will be on those, like if it'll be fairly higher because the speeds are super high. And if you could actually use it as like a home internet connection.
I'm sure if you paid for it, they would. I'm sure there's other ways.
Like if the cap was high enough, I'd probably consider it.
If it was less than most cable providers, that would actually be a real competition against cable companies.
Yeah. Especially like, because if they're buying as much hardware as they're claiming to be buying,
yeah,
and it could cover a lot of the U.S. and it's super fast, and so if they just like if they limit it, like because the speeds are up to like a gig, I think is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
They limited it to like 100 or 200 megabytes per person.
Oh yeah,
they wouldn't saturate it near as much, and so you'd get consistent speeds. Cool. So that'd be cool, and it'd still be faster than Cable One.
Yeah. We really like our local internet provider.
Unfortunately, they're the best ones we got.
Because they're the only ones.
Well, I mean, you got CenturyLink, which if you're in a newer area, you can actually get internet through them.
Not true.
But if you're in an area that the houses were built in like the 50s or 60s or 70s, good luck. You'll probably only have 7 megabytes.
Yeah.
Which you can barely watch YouTube with that.
Yeah. It's all right.
That was a lot of ranting.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go with Microsoft.
What about Microsoft?
So last week, Google said we want you to log in using a thumb drive. This week, Microsoft says if you download the latest and greatest version of the practice or whatever will support. Well, it's not just Edge. It's their OS.
Oh.
So if you get into the preview build,
uh-huh,
you can log in with your face.
Huh.
So facial recognition?
Yep.
Face ID, basically.
And better fingerprint ID for your laptops that have fingerprints. But you could log in with your face.
Ooh. I'd still rather a USB key.
Face it. The future.
Future.
But yeah, that's only if you get on the Windows Insider Preview. It's out. Well, apparently, Google start doing the same thing?
Huh.
Oh, look, Google start doing the same thing. More password-free sign-ins. Look at all that. You can log into your face everywhere, or at least passwordless ways. Such as USB key. Yeah, it is. That's what this one's talking about.
Yeah, the USB key thing, that's okay. Like,
but you won't lose your face.
Yeah.
You're talking about losing your USB key.
You could do all you could also do this.
Hold a picture up to it.
Let me turn on my sound so people can hear it. No, I got the shutter sound turned off, so that didn't work.
Hold it up to the microphone if you're making noise.
The shutter sound was turned off, so it didn't matter.
Okay. So what'd it do?
Well, I took a picture, but and I'm wondering if the Face ID would do that.
It depends if it's good enough, because Apple's is supposed to be good enough to know the difference.
Right, but this is probably just using your webcam.
So if you take someone's picture and actually like utilize that for facial recognition to unlock, is that a possibility?
Yeah, if you could get through it, yeah.
If it gets that,
yeah, and I think where this is probably just using a webcam, I think that's a big possibility.
Low quality.
What if someone like has a lot of makeup and they actually change their look? Does that have a different way of actually?
Apple's is smart enough to realize, because it'll go, no, I'm not letting you log in. And then you put in your passcode and it goes, oh, that was actually you. And Apple actually starts building multiple images on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, I can figure out who you are, which is actually even better. Because then it can go like wearing makeup, not wearing makeup, however your hair is. Like it can construct something, goes, this is what you look like.
Okay.
Period. While, Microsoft, they could be working on, Samsung supposedly is pretty good with their stuff because Apple, because their exploding phones actually had facial recognition, but their phones exploded, so they didn't get to get very far with it. Apple officially came out with it, a successful version of it first.
So, Bill, like, if you were to shave your beard, it would actually be able to recognize you then, right? Like,
it would ask for the password. I would say, yes, this is me. It would go, new photo has been added, and then it will, I could grow and shrink my beard again. And it would go, I know what you are doing.
So just kind of that compiled set of pictures or images that it actually saves, it can actually recognize from that. That's very interesting.
It is. I like it. It's the future.
I don't know. I'd still prefer a USB key.
Face it.
No. No face.
You're just jealous you don't have a smart enough phone to look at your face.
Mine would be, but Apple decided to not put that on their iPhone 8 because they wanted it on their flagship phone that they were releasing in 2 months.
That makes sense.
Which is fine by me because I like the fingerprint one better.
Yeah, because there is no fingerprint on the 10.
No. They couldn't figure out how to get it on the screen.
No, a guy from Miner said they were forcing everyone to move on.
Like, they couldn't do it at first, and now they can, but they don't want to go back, so.
Oh, you can use your IR camera and fingerprint. Well, I guess fingerprint readers. I already said that. Okay. I think I found the name of the podcast, though.
The Face.
Face it.
Or face it.
Yeah. Face it. There we go.
Face. Not the face.
Not the face?
Not the face. No, you don't have to name it that.
we're naming it Not the Face It. Let's see. Ooh,
what's that one?
Netflix is rolling out new plans in Europe, and there's the talk of them maybe doing US. So we have our premium plan now. They're talking, or they're going to roll out an ultra plan,
ooh,
which is even more ultra HD. Is their idea, and depending on where you live. Because, like, the basic one, you can get one TV. Standard, you get two. Premium, you get four. If certain places are not affected, then the Ultra is still four. Some of them, they're rolling the Premium back to two and the Standard back to one. But Standard, you get to keep HD. Some of them, they're changing prices. You know, this is in different areas across Europe is what it is.
Like, the screenshot that's up here, at least. Ultra, like, premium was $13.99. Ultra is $16.99. The only difference I see on it is that the Ultra has the high dynamic range. That's it.
Well, that's what I said. Depending on the country in Europe, depends on what they do. So all those things I was saying, some of them they are rolling. They're rolling premium back to two.
Mm-hmm.
They're rolling standard back to one, but you get to get HD with it. And they're keeping Ultra, and they're making Ultra the four-channel one.
So I see what you're saying.
Yeah, there's all these little quirks they're doing with it. Plus, it costs an extra £6. Or six, yeah, not pounds. Euros.
Euros, yeah.
Wrong country. Wrong country group.
Yeah, Bill, remember Brexit.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is mostly with Italy. So Italy is not getting too much. Well, actually, no. Italy isn't getting too bad. Netflix Germany, though, instead of being $16.99, it is $19.99.
Depending on which browser was being used.
Exactly.
Holy crap!
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting. Like, why would they have different packages like that? It's just kind of,
well, in Germany that really sucks, but by all rights, you know, country to country, I can see certain things.
Licensing costs more, costs less.
And the Ultra HD is basically your 4K.
Yeah.
So it's not just like your super cool color, but your super duper cool color that if you have a cable, you know, restrictions, you know, we're back on hating on cable.
Yeah, if you got a data cap. Well, basic sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I don't care. I go over it every month.
I've been pretty good on mine.
I don't care. Like, I was caring at first, but not worth it.
Okay.
I like watching my HD anime.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of anime is in SD.
I pop in my Blu-ray DVD into my Xbox and hit play.
You and your Xboxes.
I think I still stick with the basic, like the standard definition, even with Netflix.
I think that's all you can have with your internet, though.
Yeah, my internet is very slow.
They have CenturyLink.
Well, no, my internet buffer is hard.
Mine's not too bad.
It peaks out.
No, you are in kind of a high. Well, so am I.
I'm supposed to have really good internet, but yeah, I have great speeds, but the thing still pings at a ridiculous rate.
Let me drive in a lot of packet loss, probably.
I pretty much know who to blame. Oh, wait, we're back on hating the cable company again.
All aboard the... wow, I really messed that up.
Meh.
All aboard the Cable One hate train. Choo-choo!
With that... We're doing famous last words.
Oh, we're doing famous last words already?
We're already there.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to talk about Robo V Dino.
We can talk about that.
Alex's great Robo V Dino.
It has sold some games.
Yeah, it's on Steam, and there's t-shirts, and it's so much fun.
The t-shirts are cool.
Yep.
It says Robo V. You can get them on Amazon.
Yep. Yeah.
Links in the show notes.
Yeah.
Alex, he's been super busy with life. But we still enjoy him, and There's links in the show notes. And yeah, all that fun stuff. Let's see. And also, you can still support us too with our Patreon again. I'm just talking about patreon.com/geeksarewired. And
yeah, you should support us so that you can talk to us on Discord, because we get lonely.
Nah, I don't get lonely.
I mean, okay, fine.
It's just fun stuff.
You don't.
And if you join our Patreon page, we'll be able to do additional shows.
Yep.
So if you want to see us live, we can do that. And we'll also be available at the Snake River Comic Con coming up.
No, we're not available at Snake River Comic Con. We're available at Snake River
Fandom Con.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm officially going back to famous last words. Go.
You wanted me to go?
Yes.
Choo-choo! Cable and hate train. Choo!
Support your local Patreon page for one of these podcasts if you want to join us.
Beez it.